Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course, Cloud Computing Essentials for SQA Professionals. In this stage, we will embark on a journey to understand the fundamental concepts of cloud computing. As cloud technologies continue to reshape the landscape of business and technology, it is crucial for professionals like you to grasp these essential concepts. Today, we will define cloud computing, explore its various types, and uncover the key characteristics that make it an indispensable asset in the modern tech environment. Definition of cloud computing. Let's start with the definition of cloud computing. At its core, cloud computing is the delivery of computing services over the internet, or the cloud, allowing users to access and store data and applications remotely, rather than relying solely on local servers or personal computers. Cloud computing utilizes a network of remote servers hosted on the internet. This means you can access your applications and data from anywhere, at any time, as long as you have an internet connection. For instance, when you use Google Drive to store files or utilize software like Slack for communication, you are leveraging cloud computing. Another example is Netflix, which streams movies and shows directly over the internet without requiring any downloads on your device. Cloud computing enables these services to function seamlessly, providing users with flexibility and convenience. Types of cloud computing. Public, private, hybrid. Now that we have a clear definition, let's discuss the three primary types of cloud computing: public, private, and hybrid. Public cloud asterisk services are provided over the internet and shared among multiple organizations. Providers like Amazon Web Services, AWS, or Microsoft Azure offer scalable resources that businesses can use without the need for significant upfront investment. An example of public cloud usage is a startup using AWS to host its website, benefiting from the infrastructure without needing to own physical servers. In contrast, a private cloud is dedicated to a single organization, offering greater control and security. This type is ideal for businesses with strict regulatory requirements or sensitive data that necessitate enhanced privacy. For instance, a financial institution may implement a private cloud to ensure compliance with data protection regulations and maintain tighter security over its customer data. Lastly, the **hybrid cloud** model combines elements of both public and private clouds. It allows organizations to maintain sensitive data on a private cloud while leveraging the scalability of public cloud services for less critical operations. A retail company, for example, might use a hybrid approach to keep customer payment data secure on a private cloud while utilizing public cloud resources for running its e-commerce platform during peak shopping seasons. Key characteristics of cloud computing. Now that we've covered the types of cloud computing, let's delve into its key characteristics that make it so effective. 1. On-demand self-service. This characteristic allows users to provision computing resources as needed, without requiring human intervention from the service provider. Imagine being able to spin up a virtual machine within minutes to meet an urgent project deadline. This self-service model empowers teams to respond quickly to changing demands. 2. Broad network access. Cloud services are accessible from a variety of devices, including desktops, laptops, tablets, and smartphones. This accessibility empowers teams to work collaboratively, no matter where they are located. For example, a team of software testers can seamlessly collaborate on a project from different geographical locations, ensuring continuous quality assurance. 3. Resource pooling. Cloud providers utilize a multi-tenant model that serves multiple customers with physical and Virtual resources dynamically assigned according to demand. This means that computing resources are pooled together, optimizing efficiency and reducing costs. For instance, during off-peak hours, cloud resources can be reallocated to different users, maximizing the overall utility of the infrastructure. 4. Rapid elasticity. This feature allows for scaling resources up or down as needed. For example, during peak business seasons, a company can quickly increase its computing power and then reduce it during off-peak times, ensuring they only pay for what they use. A practical scenario could be an online retailer ramping up its server capacity during Black Friday sales to handle increased traffic. 5. Measured service. With cloud computing, resource usage is monitored, controlled, and reported. This means you can track your costs and resources effectively, enabling better budget management. For example, a business can analyze its cloud usage reports to understand which services are being utilized most and adjust its budget accordingly. Conclusion. As we wrap up stage one, we've laid the groundwork for understanding cloud computing by defining what cloud computing is, exploring its types, and identifying its key characteristics. You are now equipped with a foundational understanding that will serve as the basis for applying cloud technologies effectively in your work as a software quality assurance professional. Reflection questions. 1. How might the characteristics of cloud computing enhance the efficiency of your current projects? 2. In what ways can you see your organization leveraging public, private, or hybrid cloud solutions to meet its specific needs? 3. Reflect on a recent project. How could cloud computing have changed the way you approached it? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of cloud fundamentals. I look forward to seeing you in the next stage.